I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. U.S. President Barack Obama avoided the Hamas-ruled Gaza Strip while playing on both sides of the Israeli-Palestine conflict recently. Gaza Baptist Church shines the light of Christ boldly in this controversial territory.
Many Muslims have seen Muslim fighting Muslim, and they have a lot of questions. It's a great opportunity.
The spokesman for Christian Aid Mission, Your Link to Indigenous Ministries, says it's the only evangelical church in the Gaza Strip. It's also been operating for several years without a full-time pastor. They need your help to bring one in. Go to missionnetworknews.org for more. Next, today's World Water Day. 783 million people are lacking access to clean drinking water. That's one in nine of us. Food for the Hungry wants that to change. Their most recent water project dramatically improved lives in a small village just outside of Nairobi, Kenya. The truth of Christ's love serves as the inspiration for their work. Want to find out more? MissionNetworkNews.org. And the stereotype of missions brings up pictures of rural poverty, isolation, and desperate or savage people, and often evokes the idea of far-flung. That's not an entirely inaccurate picture, since that's most likely where you'll find Far Corners missions. President Gary Bishop says that picture defines their work.
Far Corners missions today provides, first of all, evangelism, but also we feed people, we provide healing through medical services, we provide rescue to those trapped in human trafficking, and we provide teaching to prepare people to live Christian lives, but also to lift them out of poverty.
Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. What if we miss God's word to us? Open Doors USA is offering the book Operation Nineveh, 39 Days with Jonah, by Brother Andrew and Al Jansen. Are we willing to go wherever he sends us in obedience? We'll get your free copy by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.